So they're saying that they don't have enough talk of love here. Love used for evangelism. There's like two verses in the New Testament that hint to love for evangelism. John 3:16. And I'll let you go look up the other one. I won't even give it to you. But it isn't even evangelism. It's stating a fact. All the rest of the verses about love in the Bible is us loving each other, the true saints, us loving God, God loving the Son, S-O-N, love for evangelism. This is a lie of American churchianity. You don't call people to love God in evangelism. You call people to repentance because of what Christ did. They come to the knowledge of Christ. And of course, they love God, they love each other, they love their neighbor. You don't use love for evangelism. This is a false evangelistic way, not found anywhere in the Holy Scriptures. God's word does not back up their love fleshly ways. The Bible does back up their fleshly ways because it says they're itchy ears. There'll come a time when they'll have itchy ears. And they won't endure sound doctrine. That's Calvary, a goat farm. They're not enduring sound doctrine. And that's very sad and, quite frankly, pathetic. That's what we're supposed to do. We don't talk to mockers and we don't talk to false teachers. Titus 3, verse 10 says, warn a heretic. Warn a heretic once, twice, then reject him. Jesus went real short with the Pharisees.
You did say that when you talk to someone, that has to go both ways.
Jesus went real short with the Pharisees. Although the Pharisees had a lot more going than Calvary did.
That's okay. You do you.
Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, but they had more going than Calvary does. Calvary has a false Jesus. The Pharisees did not have a biblical Savior.
Big fan of those.
The Pharisees rejected Christ.
Nice beard.
Jesus didn't go along with them. We don't go along with mockers. We don't go along with false teachers. We just stand and let people know our testing is going
to
mark this goat farm on the internet. It'll be up later today at don'tperish.com. Make sure you look it up. It'll be there with audio and video. We're just loving our neighbor with the truth. Calvary's deceiving people with lies and sin and error.
Have a nice day.
Calvary's not telling the truth of the things of God. Our testing at don'tperish.com is going to show. We already have a link up that says you've been lied to. You can go there and see all the lies you keep. Hey, maybe I'll read those. See if the internet works here. I'll read. Pulling it up on my phone. Oh, I got to get the shade to read it. Churches are lying. Here's the lies of evangelicalism. Brother, you ready? Here's the lies of evangelicalism. The unbiblical easy believe. In this case, faith only, grace only gospel's a lie. The CEO modern pastor role is a lie. Pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday are lies. Being of the world, movies, NFL, entertainment, sports, politics is a lie. Man's denominational names, a lie. Seminary graduation and degrees, lies. Men sitting idle weekly watching a paid hireling, that's a lie. Wasting money on buildings that God did away with. Fast food communion like the Roman Catholics, which is a dead ritual. The tithe for today, if some of them do the tithe for today. We'll just keep reading. There's more. Building-centered faith, calling the building a church. Sunday holiness, but weekly worldliness. Sir, look up our testing at don'tperish.com. It's going to be up later today. It's going to show you why Calvary's false. Look up that testing, okay? Because we love you. Let me get back to my list. Building-centered faith, if I didn't say that. Sunday holiness, being like the world the rest of the week. Sitting and watching ritual entertainment. That's not a worship service. Some of them do altar calls, saying a prayer for salvation. Running a religious body like a business. Having a hard time seeing him in the sun here. Emotional music, mood lights, rituals, adorning yourself on the outside.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
Ladies not covering their heads. Not being biblically dressed with your temple. Loving God and then going in loving the world. There's so many, many more. I just read you about 12 or 15 lies of evangelicalism. It's right on the front of our website, don'tperish.com. There's going to be a lot more on the testing. Why? We want to expose the errors and sin of churchianity. We don't want our neighbors to be deceived by the goat farms going on.
Coffee? You got chocolate chip cookies? You guys want something? You have water, right?
All that energy you haven't mocked yet. Why don't you, not these mockers, bring your Bible? We'll open the Bible and I'll show you why this is a sin against the Holy God.
I've been here all morning. I got to go back to my family.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Listen, whatever it is.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Would you like one? Two?
That's what I'm saying. I'm sticking to it. Good. Hey, at least the police have some common sense. Told them, give everybody room. That's good. We're not getting at anybody's face. We're not bumping into anybody. That's how fleshly these places are. They have no answer in God's word, but they get fleshly. Yeah, I got beat up outside a church on a public sidewalk. So holding my gospel sign peaceful. Some coward hirelings like you guys came out and stole my gospel sign, stole my phone because it had evidence against them, but it didn't work. I actually had another phone.
I'm really sorry that happened to you.
You know how often the Bible calls people names, sir? You guys, wait. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. God blesses those who obey him. That's not Calvary. You got to repent and come out and seek the kingdom of God. Lose your life to follow Jesus Christ. Our testing's going to be up at don'tperish.com later today to expose this church for a lot of sin. Don'tperish.com, the testing will be up later today. We're going to expose their spiritual whoredom. We're going to expose all their false ways. We're going to expose their easy believe gospel. Don'tperish.com, the testing will be up later today. You can't practice spiritual whoring and enter into the kingdom of God. Calvary is full of spiritual whores. A whore is either a woman that sells her body, but in this case, it's people that claim Jesus but practice false ways, mysticism, and accursed gospels. Go read Galatians 1. You have an accursed gospel here. On the website, it says you're saved by faith alone, grace alone. Not one Bible verse says that anywhere. Not one Bible verse says you're saved by faith alone, grace alone. Ephesians 2 says you're saved by grace through faith. It's never alone. 2:10 says we're made for good works. James 2 says your works justify your faith. Hebrews 5:9 says Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him.
Hey, Oscar, hold on. Can you step back? Because what happens is
Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Are you obeying Jesus Christ today? You're not.
And they have done this at churches. They'll
We go out in the streets. We go out into the world. We go to events. We go to churches. We're all over the internet. Our testing is going to expose this place. Make sure you look it up later today. It's going to expose the pastor. It's going to expose everything. Ma'am, are you married?
Oh, I don't answer.
Ma'am, are you married? Okay, is your husband a believer?
Yes.
Would you have him come talk to me? I don't want to teach over him.
Oh, wow.
That's biblical. Okay. The Bible says 1 Corinthians 14, women should go ask their husbands.
But now you're teaching her right now. Better stop talking because she's listening.
Okay, so ask your husband to come.
Got him!
Ask your husband to come out.
You're technically teaching in front of a woman. It's not her husband.
Ask your husband to come out.
She's hearing you.
I want to respect his house. But our testing... Right now, your husband can look up don'tperish.com and there's a 10-point test. I just read about 15 lies of the evangelical system. It's right on the front of our website, why you're being lied to. So your husband can go there and check that all out. We don't partake in feminism like this place does. Sorry. So we're just lifting up Jesus. We're standing for light and truth and hope.
Where are you getting your stuff from?
We're standing for the gospel that calls you out of the world. If you haven't come out of the world, you have a false gospel, neighbors.
I feel sorry for your wife here. Is this your wife or your sister?
That's my wife.
Am I allowed to talk to a female?
Hey, you know what?